This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. Over the past several months, we've been looking at new revelations that have been discovered about the new healthcare plan passed by the Democratic Congress and signed into law by President Obama. Two new issues we want to run by Grace Marie today, including a judicial decision in Michigan about the individual mandate, as well as the resolution of the McDonald's crisis that we just talked about a few days ago, a resolution that lends more firepower to those who are critical of this legislation. And Grace Marie, it's great to have you with us.
Greg, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, let's start with the resolution in terms of the McDonald's situation. For those who don't remember the story, they were considering dropping coverage to their hourly employees because of the requirement in the new health care law about how much of a premium needs to be paid specifically on paying health care benefits. In the end, McDonald's and a bunch of other entities ended up getting an exemption, so they no longer are under this financial crunch. So what's the impact of all this?
You know, I think we might just call this law, people really don't know what to call it. It's PPACA, but that's not a good term. Why don't we just call it the law of unintended consequences? Because that's really what's happening here. Every time they turn around, the things that we warned them were going to happen are happening. They had in McDonald's and about 29 other companies said, if you force us to abide by these new rules that are rolling out next year, we're just going to have to drop coverage for our employees altogether. That's a million employees. Because they offer something called mini-med plans, I call them kind of starter insurance. They're not really insurance. They're health plans that give people the option to go to the doctor, get their preventive care, get their medicines, and at least have some safety net to make sure that they can access physicians. 85% to 90% of McDonald's employees were perfectly happy with that coverage, and it was what they needed, what they could afford, $14 a month in premiums. It didn't provide major medical coverage. And the Obama administration says that's not okay. And McDonald's said, well, we can't afford to do that. That basically doubles our cost per employee just to provide the health coverage. And employees are not even being asked if that's something that they want. McDonald's saying we can't raise our prices because that's not competitive in order to pay for this, and so we're just going to have to drop the coverage. And so they got a waiver. And, of course, the line formed at the door. And now there are, I understood as of today, about 150 more companies have gotten waivers. And that's just from one provision in 2,800 pages of legislation and so far 4,000 pages of regulation that is just coming like a tsunami to the health sector and the employer community.
Grace Marie, it's obvious that a major corporation like McDonald's can say this is unacceptable and the government will have to take notice because of the size and the scope of McDonald's. But what about other small businesses who obviously don't have the public platform that somebody like McDonald's does?
You know, and I think that's one of the reasons that the American people so disliked this legislation. We all remember the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana Purchase, all the special deals that people were able to get because they had powerful legislators or they had lobbying clout. And so here now we have major companies that can afford the lobbyists to get waivers, but what about small business America that doesn't have those kind of power, can't afford to hire the lawyers to jump through all the hoops to get the waivers? So I think it's one more black eye for Obamacare, because people see that once again, people with political power are able to get special deals. And that is not, I mean, that the whole passage of this legislation, it almost didn't get passed because of that. And now it continues. This is just, it's one of the reasons the American people want this to be repealed.
So will these small businesses end up biting the bullet? Will they just have to drop coverage for their hourly employees? What do you expect to happen here?
They are totally confused. I've spoken to a number of business groups and they are bewildered. They haven't any idea what to do. Most of them are frankly thinking, if I can't understand this, I just have to protect my company. I have to get out of the business of providing health insurance and just pay the fine. So I think millions of people are at risk of losing health coverage from good employers who want to provide this coverage but don't want to be at risk of violating federal law and therefore subjecting their companies to even bigger fines, penalties, and even potentially jail terms. So they're just going to say, I'm getting out, and I'm sending my employees to the exchange, publicly funded health insurance, which is going to balloon the cost of Obamacare even beyond the already they're already artificially low numbers.
Let's move on to Michigan now, Grace Marie, and that's where this judge handed down at least an initial decision on this individual mandate. There are lawsuits, of course, all across the country on this, basically rejecting the claims of some that the individual mandate is unconstitutional because it shouldn't be the government's place to force people to buy a product, in this case, a health insurance plan that is okayed by the government. He basically said that it's okay for the government to do this. How big of a blow is this to the effort on multiple fronts? Of course, there's the legislative front to eventually repeal some of this, but as well as on the legal front. How big is this?
Well, I was distressed to see this law, this decision, because it's really the first one of about 15 different lawsuits, only one of which is the one involving the 20 states. So there are a number of lawsuits out there. This is the first one that actually got a decision from Judge George Stee of the Federal District Court in Detroit, who said that the Thomas More Law Center's case is not valid and threw it out, and therefore the administration won this first round. But first of all, Judge Stee is a Clinton appointee. So he's got a mindset that clearly it's a big role for government to provide health coverage. And what he decided is that we need the individual mandate because other provisions of Obamacare would otherwise so destabilize the health insurance market that it would collapse. Well, my answer is don't do those other things, like requiring health insurance companies to provide health insurance to all comers, even if people wait till they get sick to buy it. Don't have a guaranteed issue, which is what that's called, and then you don't need the individual mandate. But he said you need the individual mandate because of these other provisions of the law. And it seems to me that you really ought to look at the other provisions of the law and see if maybe there are other ways to solve this problem and not this unconstitutional individual mandate. We're expecting within the next few days the judge in Florida to rule on whether or not the 20-state lawsuit can proceed, and he has already strongly indicated that he believes there is merit to that suit, just as the judge in Virginia has said that there's merit to Virginia's independent lawsuit. So we've got a lot of many levels. The Thomas More Law Center has said it's going to appeal the Detroit decision. So we're going to see this flowing through the courts for the next several years, and certainly wind up within the Supreme Court, probably in the 2012-2013 term, I'm told.
Grace Marie, a lot of events still left to unfold here, but it's interesting how we keep running into new ones just about every week.
Every day. This is an army of centipedes with all the shoes that yet to drop with this legislation.
Very vivid picture. Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.